We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025. The university and NASA are joining forces to launch a telescope studying Earth's exosphere, the outermost layer of the atmosphere. The Carruthers Geocorona Observatory, named for university alum George R. Carruthers, launches tomorrow from Cape Canaveral at 6:30 a.m. The university is holding a watch party that morning at the campus instructional facility. NASA plans to operate the mission for 2 years. For more information, check out yesterday's corresponding article in the Daily Illini by Qasim Jatoy and Amaru Torres Linares. Also happening on campus, the university is holding a library crawl this week, offering snacks, prizes, and a chance to learn more about the libraries for all currently enrolled students. To participate, you must first make sure to grab a passport at one of the libraries around campus. Afterwards, all you have to do is visit each of the different libraries on campus and receive a stamp to be eligible for the grand raffle prize. Once you've filled out your passport with stamps, be sure to leave it at a drop box outside one of the libraries to enter the raffle automatically. Raffle winners will be notified by the following Friday, October 3rd, with information on where and when to pick up their prizes. For more information on the event and to find a map of the libraries, please visit library.illinois.edu. In the world of sports, yesterday the university's softball team began its fall schedule with a dominant win over Parkland College. The game started at noon, taking place at Eichelberger Field. The Fighting Illini got off to a quick 7-0 lead after 3 innings due to the 5 errors that Parkland racked up during this period. In the 4th inning, Parkland rallied back a small amount of momentum, scoring their only 2 runs of the game. By the end, it was Illinois sophomore outfielder Taylor Porter to write home about after she hit an outside-the-park double RBI home run in the bottom of the 8th. This brought the score to 14-2 for the Fighting Illini, a score line that would remain unchanged for the rest of the game. The Fighting Illini will be playing again for the Orange and Blue Bash Sunday, the 28th. This will include a triple header consisting of a neutral game, followed by a game against Illinois Wesleyan and Heartland Community College, respectively. All home games are free to attend, so get out there and support our Fighting Illini. On the topic of supporting our teams, Orange Crush basketball student tickets sold out in a record of 18 minutes, beating the previous record last year when tickets sold out in 26 minutes. This is the 5th consecutive sellout of Orange Crush tickets, following the sellout of the Illinois Block I football season tickets earlier in the year. Illinois junior Mariano Rodriguez said, quote, "I went to buy some tickets for basketball, got stuck in a queue, and by the time it loaded, everything was gone," end quote. With only 3,000 student tickets and 18 minutes available, Rodriguez was not the only Illinois student that was unable to acquire a student basketball ticket for the upcoming season. The Fighting Illini are coming off of a 22-13 season last year, reaching the second round of the NCAA tournament where they fell to the Kentucky Wildcats. Illinois has won at least 20 games for the last 6 seasons, being 1 of 4 colleges in the nation to do so. They will return 3 starters from the 2024 season, including senior guard Kylan Boswell, graduate forward Ben Humrickaus, and junior center Tomislav Ivisic. Expectations are high, and student ticket holders will have a season to remember. In broader U.S. news, 95,000 people came together yesterday at Charlie Kirk's public memorial at State Farm Center in Glendale, Arizona. Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, traveled to colleges around the country speaking to the youth and transforming conservative activism. Some of the guests at the memorial included President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica Kirk. Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10th at Utah Valley University while speaking at a college event. Donald Trump called Charlie Kirk, quote, "eternal," end quote, and said that he would, quote, "award Charlie the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom," end quote. Erica Kirk, the new CEO of Turning Point, who had a son and a daughter with Charlie, said, quote, "One moment, Charlie was doing what he loved, arguing and debating on campus, fighting for the gospel. And then he blinked and saw his savior in paradise," end quote. She further mentioned that Turning Point USA will continue their campus events to honor Charlie and his legacy. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalumni.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Gavin Westlake, Sean Farnsley, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.